It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you for that fascinating tidbit.
Fascinating tidbit.
You like that?
One bad movie can be overcome. Look at Colin Farrell. He's overcome dozens of them because the perception of him is he's a movie star.
And what's the perception of me?
That you don't give a f***.
Ooh.
You refuse to play the game. You refuse to be a part of the process. Look, the great ones, even if they don't care, they pretend they do.
I really care.
I'm a good actor.
I did not sign you in the first place because I thought you could act. I signed you because I thought you were a movie star. And you haven't acted like one in a long time.
I'm ready to play the game, all right? Whatever you say.
That's a good start.
But I'm not willing to wait. I want you to send me into every person in this town who's willing to meet me. I don't care if it wastes my time. I will charm the f*** out of every last one of them. Filmmakers, studio execs, all of them. I will change the perception.
I like the fire.
Is he done?
He's done.
Do you watch The Entourage?
I try to really enjoy it. And sometimes I do like it, but I don't ever like it as much as I want to.
No, I love it. What don't you like about it? I'm curious. I'm wondering if we don't like certain elements of it for the same reason.
I think the characters are too broad.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you think so? You really don't think it's based in reality at all?
I think that. No, yeah, that would be. I don't think those people could exist in real life.
I think that it might be pushing it, but I have also, and you have too. We've been witness to similar types of situations, you know, where you see the pack of people that surround the celebrities. Which, but I don't know if the Entourage, you know, I think really the show produced by Mark Wahlberg kind of based in the hangers around that hung around Mark Wahlberg.
Exactly. He says it was based on his experiences. And if you've met people in Hollywood, I don't know that the characters on that show are all that exaggerated.
Is it a guy called Drama?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drama. That's Kevin Dillon.
What a pain in the ass.
That's the, that's the other Dillon brother, and he finally found a home.
If he was that much of an a-hole, he would be kicked out of the group.
Oh, no. Not in Hollywood.
I think so.
He's part of the Entourage.
Right. And there should be more nudity.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, then I'm watching.
The only thing I love about Entourage are the cameos. When they throw somebody like Bob Saget into the mix,
that's great. Yeah.
I enjoy that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Tomorrow on the program, I'm going to hell for this interview. Natalie Dillon, 21-year-old, exchanging her virginity for college tuition.
Well, how about that?
Wow. The Roman Empire has finally fallen, ladies and gentlemen.
Seems fair.
We'll talk some sense into her. Also, editor-at-large of Star Magazine, Ben Whittacombe. He'll be on the show, and we'll talk all Hollywood stories and everything that's going on out in Hollyweird. Time to open up the audio vault right now, see what's cracking. We will not have a Jerry Lewis telethon moment for you today, maybe tomorrow.
No.
I like the idea of doing little tastes of it, Rob, instead of full segments. I like just a little taste of Jerry.
I like both, because there are certain times when really to get into it, we need to set aside a segment, because certain things require analysis.
Well, it was spectacular with that McMahon yesterday.
Well, I've got some more Ed in the hopper. I didn't bring it in today, but
in the hoppy.
Did you happen to see the season premiere of the Rachel Ray program when you were on vacation?
I didn't have the opportunity.
A lot of it was with her and Ed McMahon on a bus.
Really?
That sounds charming.
Oh, I saw a picture on one of the tabloid sites where it's Ed. They're in a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
And Ed with his turkey neck flapping in the breeze. Oh, Ed, he's trying. Well, this has opened up, his tragedy has opened up doors for him, so I'm happy for Ed.
So
McMahon.
Perhaps tomorrow I'll bring in some Ed that is non-telethon related, Ed, but still delightful.
More Ed, the more merrier. That's the way I look at it.
Today's top story has nothing to do with McMahon. Did you watch the Monday Night Football last night?
I checked in. I was watching the Red Sox and the Monday Night Football game, so I was going back and forth. Blew out Tampa Bay, thank you very much, last night.
So you didn't hear Kat DeLuna?
I didn't hear Kat DeLuna. She sang the national anthem?
I heard about this.
Singing might not be the best word, but I'll stay with the full song as long as you want.
Let's go to the tape.
And then we can go to how it ended. I think the Dallas fans really supported her.
I heard nothing of this, so tell me, can you give me any kind of hint as to why this is bad?
I think you should just hear it.
Let's listen to...
I was enthralled.
Kat DeLuna at the Monday Night Football game singing the national anthem.
Please rise as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Tonight's featured entertainer is 20-year-old pop sensation Kat DeLuna.
Oh, say, can you see? early light.
So far, so good.
Was so proudly we held at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
A lot of ruffles and flourishes.
Well, I'm just, wait a minute. She hasn't missed any notes yet. This is the mind of Spiewak at work here.
You don't hate this?
There have been a lot of complaints about this.
It's too long
and too effective.
What do you hear how the Dallas fans greet her?
Yeah, okay. The stadium full of stuff.
See what I mean? All right. Yeah. Too much of that. Your next American Idol, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to the crowd.
See, you didn't get that when you sang the national anthem.
No, I got right through it.
That's
right.
You did a good job.
You know, you take that. Look, if you shorten it up a little bit, I think it's going to be okay. I think it's just at the end.
She enjoyed that spot, yeah. That moment in the spotlight.
You want to get through it.
Too much warbling.
You know, it's not like some great national anthems we've heard before, like cut number three.
I'll say, can you see? Whose
breast
drives and bright stars?
The laugh.
Mm. Or the ramparts we watched.
Remember this one?
So oh, yeah.
And remember how she ended it. Yeah.
But no vibrato.
The most
it's a crowd.
Just totally zoning.
Stunned. Like crystal.
Now, as great as that one is.
That's the Tom Arnold era, isn't it?
Exactly.
That was the Tom Arnold era when she sang that.
Real reason we were attacked, I think.
Mm-hmm. As great as that is, not as good as Olympic sprinter Carl Lewis. Have you ever heard this one?
I have not heard this one.
You'll like this. Right. It starts out okay, just like
this.
This
is a lyric issue, right?
No.
Okay.
It's a voice issue.
Oh, it's a voice issue. Okay.
For the ramparts we watch. With so gallantly streaming, and the rockets that
went.
Uh-oh. The bombs bursting in air.
This is why there's pressure.
Through the night.
You don't want to do that.
That our black was still there.
Oh, dear.
I'll make up for it now.
That's it?
And the warmth of the
great moments in anthem history.
Do you know where he delivered that one? Do you know?
It was at a baseball game, I think.
That's where the pressure is. You can't screw that song up.
Nope.
If you screw that song up, and don't, whatever you do, don't forget the lyrics.
Well, the problems with that performance were multifold, but the worst thing is when he says he's going to make it up to us.
Yeah.
I mean, make us, what, because he's so dazzlingly talented?
I have no idea. Let's go to Tom in Kansas, the great state of Buzz Burbank. Go ahead, Tom. What can we do for you? We lost Tom. He was driven out of there. Got time for one or two more, Rob. What do you got?
You know who's been doing a lot of action lately is Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
Now, I won't bore you with the cut where she says, and I don't want to break your heart, Mike, she's not going to record any more pop music.
No!
Yes. She's just going to do country from now on.
Okay.
But here she is extolling the virtues of her new perfume.
So let's talk about this. Is Fancy new?
Yeah, Fancy just came out not too long ago, and it's doing great, and it has gardenia, and then it has, like,
it's
almond.
Soft.
The
it's
almond
nice.
Is, yeah.
You're an idiot.
It's not expensive. You can get into an elevator and actually pass gas, and people still don't smell it.
The true test of a good cologne.
There she is.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you very much.
Are you worried about oil, Mike?
I am very worried about oil, and I know Donald Trump has something to say about
Don't
it.
Don't worry. Donald Trump says we're going
to
be
I'd love to wrap this up with Donald Trump.
Okay, our last cut of the day.
You know, the world is going to be in for a very tough period of time. The good news is that oil is coming way down, and that really is the lifeblood of all economies, and it's coming way, way down, and I think it's going to go a lot further. You know, I mentioned there are tankers all over the world right now loaded up with oil. They don't know what to do with it. They can't get rid of it. They'll end up environmentally dumping it, okay, which I'm sure the environmentalists will be very thrilled about. But all over the world, you have tankers that are loaded up with oil. They don't know what to do with it. So it's a mess right now, but it's going to get better. I would say that within a year or so, a lot of things are going to be changing for the better.
All right. You know, when Donald says it, Rob, I like that. I do. I
just hope they don't dump that oil.
Don't dump the oil in the ocean. Bring it over to us.
No dumping.
Keep the gas prices down.
Please.
All right. Thanks for the audio vault. Let's get our last segment of Buzz Burbank. The man is here. The legend is here. The man who was observant enough to look at Lindsay Zarniak's lovely pink sports shirt.
She had the collar turned up slightly.
It was an Izod shirt, wasn't it?
Jaunty.
That was the high point of today's broadcast. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Let's get our final look at Buzz Burbank right now.
Well, thanks, Mike. And right out of the gate, I think the thing we need to do today is hear some good news about the economy.
Amen. Please. I would love to hear that.
Who's your buddy? Mm-hmm. Consumer prices dropped last month for the first time in nearly 2 years.
Okay.
Prices are down.
So stagflation not necessarily happening, right?
Well, not for now anyway, and hopefully it'll stay that way. Mm-hmm. After prices went up 0.8% in July, they fell by 0.2% in August. The average price of everything fell because gas prices were finally down by just over 3%.
Oh, good. When I go to the grocery store to buy my shrimp tonight, I hope that's reflected in that.
You go to the grocer?
I'm going to the grocer tonight to buy shrimp.
Will you see the fishmonger at your grocer?
I'm going to see the fishmonger. Then I'm going to the haberdasher.
Are you really buying shrimp tonight?
I am buying shrimp tonight.
Outstanding.
Thank you very much,
Brother. How will you have
file.
Them prepared?
Steamed, of course.
Yes.
I'm on that diet you're on.
Not going to fry them in thick batter?
I'm not going to fry them and cover them with Old Bay seasoning so that my water weight can skyrocket.
Try coating them with Captain Crunch cereal.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes.
Ooh.
Shrimp a la Spiewak.
Ouch. He volleyed it towards me.
Well, this is also the most that gas prices have dropped in nearly 2 years as well. Oil prices are down again today by another $4 a barrel. So there's your good news about the aspect of our economy that's driven by gas prices. That part of the economy.
The rest is crap, right?
Well, it's a little shaky. You see, the security and stability of our economy rests more with the housing crisis and the credit crunch that's causing banks and investment firms to crumble.
Oh,
that's my
so
favorite.
Sad.
That's my favorite breakfast cereal. Credit crunch.
Credit crunch is delicious. Now with sparkles.
Stays crispy in milk.
Mm-hmm. Something had to be done. So the Fed stepped in, the Federal Reserve. Among other things, the Fed has now made it easier for banks to get emergency loans to keep themselves afloat. No bailouts, loans.
Are you guys like me when you see, and we didn't even talk about this, we had so much that I wanted to cover today on the show that we might get to tomorrow. When you're thinking about this company, AIG, one of the largest insurance companies, insurance companies, how the hell do they screw up enough to go bankrupt? I just don't get it. I mean, insurance companies have always been printing money, as far as I understood
it. But they don't just throw it in a vault. They are, in fact, investment firms themselves.
And they invested in the bad loans, and that's why they got where they are.
Same thing.
Because they're greedy.
Maybe they're crooked.
More good news. Stock market ended up today. The Dow closing up by 142 points.
That is good.
All the indices were up.
Mike. It's based on the strength of the fact that you're buying shrimp.
That's because I'm buying shrimp tonight.
Shrimp futures.
We're going to have another good day in shrimp futures. Man, this stinks. Don't leave him in the car.
Echoing W's remarks that the economy is basically sound, John McCain admitted yesterday we're in a mess and he's promised to never let it happen again. The Obama camp says the policies of Bush and McCain are what put us here in the first place. Now, cute as a button, Sarah Palin won't be talking to the Troopergate investigator.
according to a campaign spokesman.
Mm-hmm. He says she will not cooperate with the investigation as long as that investigation remains tainted.
How is it tainted?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, investigators...
I just like Sarah Palin and taint in the same sentence.
Well, I'll tell you, Palin's campaign people say the investigation has been hijacked.
I'm sure that was Photoshopped by Democrats.
I'm sure it was.
Investigators say they can prove that Palin got her public safety commissioner fired because he wouldn't fire the state trooper who had divorced Palin's sister.
That's kind of crooked.
The campaign people for Palin say won't say if her husband will honor a subpoena for him to testify. As for Palin, the fired public safety commissioner tells ABC News, and I quote, she's not telling the truth.
That stinks worse. That stinks worse than tainted shrimp.
You're obsessed with. You're hungry, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're hungry.
Always.
I'm getting shrimp.
Yeehaw.
These stories and more at MichaelMaraShow.com. More on Sarah when we continue.
Oh, good news. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's the Michael Mara Show.